Thank you for checking out your morning show on demand podcast. Wherever you are checking, let us know. If you could text 993-38, just like your name and then your city, we would love to shout you out in tomorrow's podcast. I want to shout out. I lost the page. Hold on. Stall. I'm stalling.
You can
stalling.
Do it.
I'm stalling. Stall. Shout. Hannah texted 993-38. Y'all missed the best Maryland haunted spot, Spook Hill up in Burkersville. If you do it right, your car seems to roll backwards at the top. Top of the hill. My sister did it. I want to try. Well, we can add that to the list. That's what they did. That's what the Blair Witch is too. Is in Burkersville, I believe. So 993-38 to text. On today's show, we talk about the weird thing you found in somebody's house. There's a lot of talk of stuffed rats today on the show. Plus, you got War of the Roses and John's Little Secret. Your morning show on demand. Let's go.
Your morning show podcast.
Happy Monday, or if you are listening to today's show via the podcast, happy whatever day you're listening to the show. But today is a Monday. We appreciate you hanging out. Your morning show, if you need us, 877-995-4681 to call. 99338 is the number of texts. Got a War of the Roses that I'm really excited for, where I guess he was involved with a coworker before they started dating, like beginning of the pandemic, and they called things off. She thinks maybe something might be up with that again. So we're going to find out about 7:10 this morning with War of the Roses on your morning show. Let me say good morning. Hello, Julia.
Hey, girl.
Hey, good morning.
So pretty big Monday for you. What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm actually about to graduate from nursing school this December. And, I listen to you guys pretty much every morning when I drive to school. It helps calm me down anytime I have a big test or anything. And this morning I actually have a job interview and for a big job, for my first nursing job. And I'm a little anxious. So.
No, you got this. You got
that's
this,
amazing.
Julia.
It's going to happen. Speak it into existence.
Thanks, Al. Yeah, I'm hoping, but listening to the show this morning is definitely helping me calm down a little bit.
No, Julia, you got this. Just walk in there, act like you got it, be confident, be the trust in yourself. You put all this work in, it's going to work out 110%.
Thanks, guys. I'm
going to
channel that Riley energy today.
Yeah.
Julia, let me put you in hold. I'm going to send you a coffee, okay?
Oh, thank you, guys.
Hold on 1 second. Whatever you have today, I promise. You can go perfectly splendid, as I said in Haunting a Bly Manor. Riley, how was your weekend?
It was really good, like really busy, productive. Like we hung, rather Marshall hung some wedding photos for us. We were getting the last little bits for Lyric's birthday party. Just busy, 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 but in a good way.
If that's this weekend. One, it was funny. His gift came, and I got it, and I was like, this looks familiar. And I hope this isn't a faux pas, but I got the same thing for Max.
It's okay.
Okay, because they're the same age. Because I just typed in Amazon, like, six-year-old boy. I know Max is five.
Yeah,
but I typed in six-year-old boy birthday.
Yeah,
and
within that age, like a year is kind of like they all play with the same types of things.
And I got two for some reason. They sent two. So I don't know.
Mercari that thing.
Or I was going to say double the fun.
I don't even know. Well, I don't know what it is. Like, I always make everybody's birthday cakes here.
Yes.
Because, I mean, are you guys going to get mad at me if I screw it up? Probably not. But I don't want to screw up Lyric's birthday party. But I have faith in myself. I feel like I've been doing this long enough.
Heck yeah.
That I can do this. He wants a simple chocolate cake. I don't think that it's going to be...
Any decorations on it?
Yes. So I ordered this cool... He's very big into ninja stuff right now. So I ordered this little ninja guy with a blue background that's got, like, the ninja stars. And it says Lyric on it. So I figure, of course, he wants the one color that's almost impossible for me to perfect in icing. He wants red, which red always comes out either too pink or pale.
Yeah,
I've got this. Okay. But he also wants blue because those are his favorite colors.
Right.
So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little cake like I always do with you guys in chocolate and then vanilla cupcakes for everybody else. You won't eat them because you don't need cake.
Correct.
But there's going to be pizza and wings and all the other stuff anyway. So
I will have that.
You can have that.
Awesome.
I will say that he will probably like that cake so much more because you made it instead of like getting one made for him. Like when I grew up, my mom made all of our cakes. So I'm going to ask her about the red icing, first of all, if she has any tips on that. But it was always like, my mom made this cake and it was very cool to like show off. So he'll love it.
In all the past years, like the 1 year that I did the Transformer cake that was way too expensive.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. I bought it at Fondon. It was like two different characters. He didn't even care. Like he didn't even look at it. I was like, oh, look at your cake. And he's like, bouncy house.
Yeah.
So I feel like no matter what I do, he'll be happy just because he's getting a party. And Marshall is... He bought him a four-wheeler for his birthday.
That's badass.
So he's going to be putting that together today.
Oh, that, well, that's that part probably not as fun, but that's sick though.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of that for sure.
It's fun.
Rose, how was your weekend?
I had a really good weekend. It was very chill. Clint's hunting this weekend, so I was kind of on my own, but I got to see family and some friends. And my one of my friends, she had a baby in August, so I went over there yesterday, and I'm like, I am so excited to get like our babies together, and it's I'm just in a really good mood today. Clint comes home. We're making chili tonight. It's
nice.
Like fall is here, y'all. I'm so excited.
Let us know how your weekend was. 9933 on text. Riley's got the three things you need to know. Next, Metro. Huge, huge, huge update. First, Lil Nas X.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
For your Monday, three things you need to know. Riley, what you got for us?
Officials say at least 17 missionaries have been kidnapped in Haiti. Among the group are 16 Americans and one Canadian, as well as five children are being held. The Ohio-based missionaries were reportedly taken while heading north of Port-au-Prince after building an orphanage. The U.S. State Department says they are aware of the situation and they're working with Haitian authorities to make contact with the gang that is holding them. Captors are saying that they may demand as much as $1 million per victim. The CDC released their official guidelines for the holiday season over the weekend, and they're saying the best way to keep your friends and family safe is to be fully vaccinated. As far as get-togethers, they're saying no matter your vaccination status, you should wear masks indoors, and they're urging the unvaccinated to delay travel. They're saying you could possibly opt for less public transportation if you're traveling and unvaccinated. You could get a viral test 3 to 5 days before travel. Dr. Anthony Fauci says this is a time that children love. It's a very important time of the year for children. And he noted that outdoor events are safer, but also that you should get fully vaccinated. So basically, that's what the CDC is recommending. And Metro is pulling 60% of train cars from the service after a defect was found following the recent derailment. So all Metro lines will run about just every 30 minutes, starting at 5 a.m. So they're pulling their 7,000 series rail cars from service because they're investigating issues with axles on their newest rail cars. So we'll keep you updated on that as it comes out. Coming up next hour in three things, some more pre-Black Friday deals are out and they are good. Details coming up.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
My weekend, lovely. If you go to onlyyms.com, the exclusive photos of my weekend, going to walk you through some of these. So yesterday was open house at Georgetown Prep where I coach hockey. Got to meet the potential class of 2026, also 2027.
Ooh,
so that was interesting. It was the first time we haven't had that event in like over a year because of COVID. So it was just exciting to be back and see the kids. They're very excited. So that was a lot of fun. Then Hoodie, Eric, and I went to the Caps game on Saturday. I met Biscuit. Biscuit's the new dog mascot.
It.
So a really cool thing.
Cute.
Yeah, he's adorable. A really cool thing NHL does is each team like adopts a dog, and then that dog gets trained the entire year and eventually goes to a veteran who has PTSD. So very excited. Biscuit's a little chocolate lab. Biscuit, one of the he's adorable. And like chocolate lab, it's like those blue little eyes. So that's me and Biscuit chilling on the ground. I said to Biscuit, this is going to be my new Bumble picture. And he was like, got that. And then the next photo I have is a screenshot of a text conversation between Shelby and I. So Hoodie took some dope photos. I sent him to Shelby saying, hey, which one should I post? As I do, I like, hey, which one looks best? And instead of giving me an answer, she photoshopped herself into the photo, jumping up and throwing her hands in the air. And so that was lovely.
Amazing.
And then the photo of the Caps game. Really cool outside Capitol Arena. They have like stars for like events that are coming up. One of them was for Jingle Ball. So that was very exciting to see that. I saw Halloween Kills on Friday.
How was it?
You know, it's... it was good.
Don't tell everybody what you told me.
But no, I think it was funny because, like, first of all, the actor that plays Stuart on Mad TV from back in the day, he was in it. And it's hard to see that guy and not think of Stuart and like the whole guy can do. So it was good. It was good, I would say. Mm-hmm. There's people talking the entire time during the movie, but the problem was they're kind of funny. So that also like was like
Don't talk in the middle of the movie, especially not a scary one. It takes away the aura or something like that.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And then the first photo I have is a throwback photo, but 9 years ago on Saturday. Chewy and I packed up the moving van to move from Des Moines, Iowa to D.C. So today, it means today is the day we landed at Dulles. And we end up in Baltimore because I remember the hotel was on Washingtonian Avenue. And I thought, surely that has to be a typo. Don't know why I thought the website would have a typo for the hotel. So I put Washington Avenue. Ended up in Baltimore. So that was 9 years ago.
You know what cracks me up about that photo? Is that in your moving van, you don't see a stitch of furniture in there, but you see an old-ass vacuum.
Yes, which I still have. So I had the furniture I had was Buddy Big D does Radio Nashville. His grandma had been moving when I was moving to Des Moines. So she gave me, like, I had a couch and a chair. And my mom gave me the Oric, which still works, by the way. No big deal. And then, so it was 9 years ago. Tomorrow was my first day on the the radio station. So you can see the photos of all of it. Go to onlyyms.com. And huge thanks to the Capitals for having us out this weekend. It was a lot of fun. It is your morning show with Doja. You run the show. Your votes choose what we play, what we talk about, the most trending songs right now. If you can't be right. Kid Leroy, Justin Bieber, and Stay. You want to hear this next? He texts Stay to 99338. Or if you want to hear a little bit of Olivia Rodrigo, Good For You. Text Good to 99338. Or he'll be at our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One, December 14th, Capital One Arena. Ty Verdes.
Yeah.
A-OK.
I dare you to listen to this and not bob your head.
Can't. Impossible. Text A-OK to 99338. Whoever gets the most votes will play next on your morning show. Rose has the entertainment report coming up. What you got for us?
Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker, they're officially engaged, y'all.
Hang on. About an hour from now, we are getting you in our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One, December 14th, Capital One Arena. Bozzy, Megan Thee Stallion, AJR, Dixie D'Amelio, Doja Cat, Jonas Brothers, Sweetie, and more. Show is selling quickly. Get your tickets, all the info you need. YMSradio.com for that. As we give you the entertainment report, Rose, what you got for us?
So Kelly Clarkson's holiday album, When Christmas Comes Around, is out, and we got to hear the new collaboration with Ariana Grande. So they teamed up for the holiday song, Santa Can't You Hear Me, which is really good. The two of them together, I mean, both of their voices, so iconic. So Paris Hilton's dream wedding to Carter is becoming a reality because apparently their wedding plans are all set. They've already sent out Save the Dates, which, by the way, arrived in Tiffany and inspired boxes, which of course they did. According to reports, they'll say I do on November 11th at her late grandfather's home in Bel Air, which it's more an estate than anything. Like, it's massive. So Ludacris has created a new Netflix series called Karma's World, and it's to teach kids about compassion. This is really cool. So the show is named after his daughter, and it has songs on the show that talk about self-confidence, self-empowerment, stuff like that, which is very cool. And he also revealed that the show has a lot of inclusion and diversity. And Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are engaged officially. I know there's been a lot of rumors about them possibly, like, being engaged, but no, it's official. Travis proposed on the beach surrounded by roses and candles after they got back from New York. He had just performed with Young Thug on SNL. Kourtney apparently had no idea that he was planning to propose. The ring, massive. It's massive. You actually got to see a like close-up of it thanks to Kim Kardashian, who posted on her social media. The Kardashian-Jenner clan was apparently there for the special moment. His kids are very happy about this. And big congratulations. But there was a little snafu this weekend on the flight home from New York. I guess Travis's phone like fell in between the seats on the airplane, and Kourtney's like, we can't take off yet, like, just give me 5 minutes. People were saying that like it delayed the flight by hours, but others are like, no, it literally just took a few minutes to take the seat apart and find the phone.
Yeah, because I saw it took 2 hours to redo the seat, and I was like, what kind of seat is this?
I was getting conflicting reports about like about it, but everyone's like, Kourtney Kardashian freaks out on a flight because of a phone. I don't think it was that dramatic, but also we all would be in that same like mood if our phone dropped and we were about to take off.
100%.
So, understandable. If you're looking for something to watch, Dancing with the Stars is on ABC, The Voice on NBC, Below Deck Mediterranean is on Bravo, Monday Night Football tonight, of course, and then on Netflix, Squid Game was finally dethroned by You Season 3, which came out on Friday, so it didn't fall very far. It's still number 2. Maid is also trending, and The Forgotten Battle.
Thanks, Rose.
You're welcome.
If you need something to listen to, I got a thought shower out with Shelby talking about 9 years out here. Today's the anniversary, so you can check it.
Oh.
YMSradio.com. Very grateful for all the support over the years. Let me go to Emma in Tampa. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Hey, big day for you today. What's going on?
Well, I am a teacher in Tampa, and I'm getting ready to go take care of my kindergarten babies, but today is my birthday.
Yes,
Thank
Emma.
Did we
do anything this past weekend, or are we going to celebrate this coming weekend?
So, on Saturday, my husband took me to Cooper's Hawk Winery in Tampa.
Oh, it was fabulous.
Of course.
So good.
Awesome.
It was great.
That's so awesome.
So, yes, today I'm just going to celebrate with my kids. I brought cupcakes, and we're just going to have a great day. It's an early release day, so mom's going to leave early.
You're treating them.
My own kids.
Emma, that's amazing.
Very nice.
Happy birthday. We're going to put you on hold to get you a coffee. Do you and your husband want to come to my show on November 5th in St. Pete?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So
I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get your info for that, and then we'll get you a coffee, then we'll see you in November, okay?
Oh, my gosh, you're so excited. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Hold on 1 second. And thank you for listening on the iHeart app, too. If you are in the Florida area, November 5th, the Palladium in St. Pete, it's the final show of the What's Next Tour. Haven't done a show in Florida in 2 years, so very excited.
Mm-hmm.
InternJohnComedy.com. Most trending song right now, Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber, and Stay on your morning show. Trying to get you $1,000 in less than 20 minutes on your morning show. We give you the keyword, you text it in, you're entered. Riley, if you want $1,000, you're getting what?
I'm probably saving for a vacation for spring with the fam.
I like that. Rose, you get $1,000, you're getting what?
Diapers, lots of diapers.
Yeah, there's that. If I got it, I kind of want to, like, the Christmas party this year is going to be the first one we've really had. We did it last year, and it was like, whatever.
Go big?
Yeah, I would just, I don't know what I would get, but I would just get $1,000 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, with the hopes that most of it gets left in my house, because that's always the
You mean you wouldn't go, like, bid on some rare whiskey or something?
I could do that, too. Although, here's the thing about it. I joined this, like, a bourbon Facebook page over the weekend, thinking it'd be great to, like, you know, see people collect bourbon in the area and make friends.
People selling.
And so, it's even worse. I posted a photo of, like, some of the stuff I have. I posted, like, on my stairs because that'd be easier to, like, show at different levels and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was getting online bullied in this group. People were just being,
wait,
like,
why?
So there was somebody that's like, I think they're trying to be funny, like, how you use your stairs as a bar? How do you get upstairs? And I was like, okay. And then people are like, hey, this is a page for drinking, not showing what you have. And it was very much like, okay.
Wow.
And then, like, I went to the liquor store on Saturday, got a bottle of, like, this bourbon I haven't seen before. So I posted a photo, like, has anybody tried this? And somebody goes, why don't you drink it and let us know? And I was kind of like,
people
all right.
People are yucky in there.
I was like, all right, so this is why.
Very snooty.
Yeah, this is why I don't do anything on Facebook, I guess. So I learned my lesson with that. But Saturday, too, so Eric Conde went to the Caps game. Riley mentioned the Metro being kind of messed up, like 60% of the cars are taken off. So on Saturday, I was like, oh, this would be a good chance. Like, you can Uber to Cap 1, but that's going to be expensive as hell. I'm like, I'll take the Metro down. This will be great. So I Ubered to Shady Grove, got there, didn't know Metro was closed. Had no idea that Shady Grove and Rockville were closed. And that was like, it was a big, but I got to ride my first Metro bus. So that was exciting.
That's fun.
And then, the crappy thing is like, I had like planned the whole trip, take Metro. I found my Metro card, which God knows how many of those I've bought. Found it, downloaded stuff to watch on my phone on the Metro thing. Couldn't do it, but I ended up Ubering down anyway, it made me cry on the inside because I was late to meet Hoodie and Eric. But I downloaded on Hulu. There's this new show called Dope Sick. If you have Hulu, it's good. So it was filmed in Virginia, and it's about OxyContin and like the industry and how like they launched in a Virginia town specifically because it was a mining town, and how they it is wild how the company that made OxyContin positioned it as less than 1% people get addicted to it, which is now in 2020. 21.
That's 100% not true.
Wild. If you have not seen Dope Sick on Hulu, it is insane that this was allowed to happen. So that was a little snippet of my Metro experience this weekend. Got morons next on the show. If you get a gun pulled on you at Waffle House by this person, probably not a good sign. Riley, your story is going to involve what?
Making servers wear thongs as uniforms.
Iris, your story involves what?
A guy doing an airport in his backyard.
Got morons next on your morning show. Morons on the show. Biggest moron the last 72 hours. Kind of give you a little pep in your step on this Monday so you know you're not these folks. Riley, your story, please.
So once upon a time, I used to be a Hooters girl, so I get it. The outfits are a little skimpier than other places, but still cute until now. So several employees have been taken to TikTok to complain about how certain locations have made their shorts shorter than ever, like basically underwear. They're thongs in a sense. So employees also don't have a choice as to whether or not they want to wear these. A Hooters policy notice reportedly said, if you feel uncomfortable about the new shorts, you're welcome to put in your letter of resignation.
Jeez. Yay. Rose, you have yours.
So a 57-year-old man in Minnesota came up with a unique way to do a side hustle. He's operating a private airport in the field behind his house. He's been charged with 5 misdemeanor counts for violating restrictions for airstrips, takeoffs, and landings. Now, these charges came after multiple people in the area complained about the landings and takeoffs.
Yeah, the funny thing about that area too is they already have their own private airport. So people would notice if you're flying, like, that plane's not landing at the airport. That's like a huge, yeah.
Why is there a plane in my backyard?
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Mine from Atlanta, Georgia. So a guy named Candy Franklin went to a Waffle House at 1 a.m., which is always a good time to go to Waffle House. He ordered some eggs with cheese. Problem is, they forgot the cheese, so he complained. When they finally did bring the eggs out, they didn't have cheese again, so he complained again. He eventually did get the cheesy eggs he ordered, but when he was checking to make sure they were right, he saw people running out of the restaurant. When he looked up, his waitress had a gun.
Hey.
She pointed the gun directly at him and threatened to shoot, but he decided to call her bluff, which, bro, what are you doing? He told her there was no way she'd shoot him over some eggs.
Wrong.
She then cocked the gun, and he realized she might actually do it, so he took off. Yeah. She had not fired any shots. Someone got hurt, but she's now facing several charges. It's another day at the Waffle House. Got the $1,000 keyword in minutes on your morning show. Also, a new War of the Roses is next. Hang on. Riley's got the three things you need to know next. Jackson Mahomes causing quite a stir at the Washington football game this weekend. First, Lil Nas X.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
Got War of the Roses in minutes, Sunday morning show. First, Riley's got the three things you need to know. What you got?
Former President Bill Clinton is out of the hospital. He walked out of University of California Irvine Medical Center at around 8 a.m. yesterday morning. He apparently had a urinary infection that became septic, but when he was asked how he was feeling, he gave a thumbs up and walked out. So this one kind of gets me. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes finally attended the Kansas City's 31-13 victory over Washington at FedEx Field on Sunday.
Yeah.
So their location was on the sideline at the top of the painting of the late Washington star Sean Taylor's newly retired number 21.
Yes.
The number was retired after he was killed by a home intruder in 2007. Pretty fresh, this whole situation. So Mahomes' younger brother was known for his TikTok dances. He was there and he decided to make a TikTok dance while standing on the sideline directly over the 21. Needless to say, people were roasting him on social media, saying it was super disrespectful. And he kind of apologized for it, for, quote, accidentally being on the number, and said that he and other family members were told to stand there, but he didn't give any references to why he was doing a TikTok dance on it.
Well, he does that before every game. This is the same. Jackson also poured water on a Ravens fan a couple weeks ago. So, I don't know. I'm sure the football team will have a have to respond to saying, hey, we didn't tell him to stand there, but it's just like, bro, what are you doing?
Not cute.
I would imagine since it'd be his last TikTok at a football game.
Probably.
I would imagine.
So Best Buy, Target, and a bunch of others have announced early holiday deals ahead of Black Friday, which is usually November 26th. So Walmart just announced that they're doing their three-day sale again. The deals for days starting November 3rd. They're going to be closed for Thanksgiving. Got a lot of good deals, though. They have this folding electric treadmill, $400 off.
Damn.
So Target started their Target deal days with price cuts on clothing, headphones, TVs. They're also doing something pretty cool. They're holding a holiday price match. So if you make any purchases from October 10th through December 24th, if something ends up going down after the holiday season, you can get a price adjustment. So that's nice.
Awesome.
Coming up next hour in three things. The English Council is not a fan of Netflix and has this warning for parents. Details coming up.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
Yeah, War of the Roses next on the show. She's a little suspect. I guess he was dating a coworker before the pandemic. She's worried now they're back in the office. Maybe things will heat up again. Is he cheating? Roses next on your morning show.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When we call your man, he'd better choose you.
Joanna, I am very intrigued by your email, War of the Roses. First of all, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing amazing. So I guess let's set the table a little bit. Before you and Martin started dating, he was involved in a relationship with who?
Yes. So he was involved with one of his coworkers.
Okay.
Yeah, and they called it off because of the pandemic because, you know, neither of them went into work anymore. And when they first started hooking up or dating or whatever they wanted to classify it as, they, like, didn't tell anybody at work, so they snuck around,
sure.
You know?
Yep.
Part of the thrill. So I know he and she have experience in, like, keeping it on down low and, like, sure. You know.
Okay. And so before we get to you guys currently, they were together or running around for about how long?
I don't know, like, all the specifics, but, like, it definitely was, like, multiple months.
Okay. And then what's, yeah, I'm going to catch up, what's the separation between them calling it off and you guys started dating?
I believe at least, like, a month to 6 weeks, and, like, okay. Martin and I have been together for 7 months now.
Okay, got it. Okay. So I think that's, okay, so a month and a half, so between his last relationship and you, former, I guess, current coworker. Okay, so we kind of established the timeline. Everything in the relationship, though, between you guys seemingly is fine, correct?
Yeah, I mean, everything's been great. We've been in our bubble, yeah. Like, actually, you know, in a bubble, basically. The only thing is that he just started going, like, back into the office.
Okay.
For, like, a couple of weeks. And, like, I've been kind of worried. Like, you know, it was really great because before he went into the office, he's like, you know, I'm actually kind of nervous. Like, I don't want to run into Carly. Like, it's going to be weird. Like,
Carly is the coworker?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Carly is the coworker. So, like, you know, that made me feel good at first because it was like, oh, he thinks it's going to be super awkward. Like, great. Because sure. He wants to see an ex, you know, that
right, no.
You're not really on good terms with. There was a work dinner last week with, like, all the people because, like, you know, they're all vaccinated and good and they see each other in the office. So they did a work dinner. And he ended up not coming home. And there was no call, no text, no nothing. Like, his phone died.
Okay.
And then he was just, like, real shady when I was asking him. I was like, well, where did you end up staying? He's like, oh, you know, just a coworker. And it's like, okay, well, everybody and their mom has an iPhone charger. Like, you know, I'm sure you can charge your phone and let me know. And, like, it's just.
Was this on a weekday or, like, was it, like, a Friday night? Because I think that's a big part, too.
It was actually a Thursday night.
Okay. So he had to go to work the next day.
Yeah, he did have to go to work the next day.
Okay. And this was last week? Okay. But you don't want to do roses, though. I kind of like what your head's at. You want me to do what?
Yeah, okay. So he listens to the radio all the time, like, going in. He listens to you guys. So I figured, like, we could be HR calling to, like, update his contact and all that stuff because so many things have changed, you know, in the past year or however long it's been now.
I like that a lot. Can I ask about how long has he been at this current spot?
He's been working with them for, like, 2 years. So almost, like, a year of it has been basically at home. So,
okay, perfect. Yeah. Let's do this. So I'll call him as corporate HR, and I'll try to get him, like, update his contact information or his emergency contacts, and then we'll kind of go from there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
It's War of the Roses on your morning show. Joanna, I'm going to reset this briefly. War of the Roses on your morning show. You and Martin, you guys have been dating for about 7 months. Prior to you guys dating, he was involved with a coworker. We're not exactly sure. The timeline started off as kind of just fooling around, running around behind the scenes, and a little bit of dating. And then, like, mid-pandemic-ish, they kind of called it off because they weren't seeing each other work anymore. That's where the story starts, right?
Yes.
Then we fast forward to last week. He's been going back in the office a little bit. There was an office dinner. He not only didn't come home, didn't call, didn't text. He said his phone died and stayed at a coworker's house, but he won't tell you who the coworker is.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think I do like the idea of, instead of calling, doing flowers, calling from corporate, I'll ask him about how he thinks the, you know, return to office has been, and then I'll ask, Carly's the coworker, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I can ask if that's still going on too, and I'll get some answers for you. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Hi, calling for Martin, please.
This is him. Who's calling?
Martin, this is Nick from Corporate HR. How's it going?
Good.
Do you have a moment for me?
Sure. What's going on?
It's nothing nothing bad, first of all. We're just doing a little bit of a survey to see how return to office has been. And so just real quickly, if you don't mind me asking, you've been back in the office for about how long now?
A couple weeks, okay. I guess.
And how has that experience been for you so far? A scale of 1 to 3. 3 being very well, 1 being not very well, and 2 being indifferent.
I'll just say indifferent to, you know.
Okay. But is it just because of the workload or safety, or what, may I ask why?
I mean, I guess that time off, I forgot how annoying my coworkers could be, you know.
Dude, you are telling me. Oh, my. Oh. Is it somebody in your office or?
Some old guy.
Can I guess real quick? Because there's people on the list. I think is it Tom?
I mean, he's in
it. Well, did you look at that? There's always Tom. All right. So aside from coworkers, though, everything else is fine. We feel safe at work. We feel healthy. We feel adequate preparations provided for everything.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And we are updating with the new standard of practice, updating contact cards. Aside from family members, is there somebody next of kin who is not your kin that we can put down as an emergency contact?
Not that I know of. I mean,
I need somebody, though, even if it's somebody in the office. We have to have somebody in case, you know, with the protocols and everything.
Okay, yeah, you can put a friend down. I have.
Okay, and may I ask the first name of that friend?
Carly.
Carly. And is this, because on my records, you were in a relationship with Carly at one point?
Really? Yeah.
That's well, if you remember, you guys disclosed this to HR, I guess, probably a couple months ago, or maybe it was the beginning of the relationship. I'm not too sure. My dates don't go back that far. But is that the same, yeah. Carly?
I mean, it did happen, so yeah. I don't know how you... Yeah.
Is it currently going on, though, just so I can update that as well?
I mean, it's going on here and there, but not like it was, so, you know.
Okay, so here and there means, like, we're hooking up at the office or just in general? Just why not?
Wow, crazy questions. I mean, exactly what it means, here and there, you know what I mean? It's not, you know, like
but,
it was.
But as long as it's not happening on company ground, though, right?
I mean, I don't understand that question. What do you mean, in company ground?
Well, you're saying here and there, so you're not hooking up here as in at work.
I mean, the parking lot is not the company's property. That's the county's property, you know what I mean?
Oh, my man, a little lunch break action.
Great, so you and Carly are hooking back up. Does she even know, like, you're in a serious relationship?
Yeah.
And...
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Martin.
Oh, hey.
Hello, Martin. Your day is about to get, unequivocally worse.
Straight set up, huh?
Yes.
Wow. That's all you have to say?
Yes. Martin, my name is John. We got Riley and Rose here as well. Oh, Roses in the morning show.
dude. Y'all really did this?
No, Martin, you did this.
No.
And what adult hooks up in the car during work hours?
Dude, I should have known this was like some bullshit.
No, but you should have known to not cheat on your girlfriend, though.
True, yeah.
You guys are amazing.
No, Martin, this is you.
Like, it's none of your business, though. Like,
but you don't think it's Joanna's business? I'm sorry to ruin your day, bro.
Is that where you ended up sleeping the other night after your work dinner? It was at Carly. She was your coworker.
No, this is...
Okay, so where'd you say it was? Tom? And by the way, I had no idea who Tom is. That was a lucky guess, but man, that was amazing.
Wow. I can't take this. You're a fake victim.
So sad.
You poor baby.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
All right, I'm done too. Amen, sister.
Good, bye.
And Martin, I can't wait for your office to hear this.
Oh, you can't wait for my office to hear this piece of...
It's that word, but yes, I can't wait.
War of the Roses is pre-taped and possibly edited for broadcast with permission granted from all participants.
Want more roses? Go to ymsradio.com.
A lot of texts coming in 99338 for a War of the Roses on your morning show. To Randallstown we go. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
this is so true. What do you want to say about War of the Roses?
I mean, all I have to say is, if it acts like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck.
Yes, that's so true.
That
usually is how that works. Thank you so much for calling. Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Rose has the entertainment report coming up. What you got?
Ooh, Britney Spears warned her family if she ever does an interview, and I'm like waiting for the tea.
Plus, getting you into our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One. Hang on. Tickets on sale right now. All right, here we go. Jingle Ball presented by Capital One. Megan Thee Stallion, AJR, Doja Cat, Jonas Brothers, Saweetie. All the info, ymsradio.com. Going to give you tickets in a moment. First up, the entertainment report. Rose, what you got for us?
So Angelina Jolie wants to empower young people with her new book, Know Your Right and Claim Them, A Guide for Youth. The book was written with the help of young activists from around the world, and she says that young people have the power to change the world when they have the agency, power, and knowledge to speak up. That book is out now if you're interested. So Jessica Chastain is getting naked for scenes from a marriage, and she has no problem with it, but she does have one condition. She wanted her co-star to show just as much as she did, which I think that's fair. So he also got a full frontal scene as well. So Ryan Reynolds is taking a sabbatical from acting. He says filming his holiday film with Will Ferrell, Spirited, was very challenging, and he's looking forward to some quality time with his wife, Blake Lively, and their kids. And Britney Spears posted on Instagram with a warning to her family. So the post started off talking about like getting more freedom and admitting that it's kind of making her a little nervous, especially because paparazzi are, you know, following her around. She's scared of that. Mm-hmm. So I could totally understand that. But at the very end, she says, "Lord have mercy on my family's soul if I ever do an interview."
Damn.
I know. I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, it's going to be good if she does do an interview. If you're looking for something to watch, Dancing with the Stars is on ABC. The Voice is on NBC. Below Deck Mediterranean is on Bravo. Monday Night Football, of course. And then Squid Game is dethroned on Netflix by You. Season 3 came out on Friday, so that's like huge. Maid is also trending, and The Forgotten Battle.
Thanks, Rose.
You're welcome.
I saw a meme, so I don't know if it's true, but it said that Squid Game is worth $1.2 billion to Netflix. Ooh. So put that in perspective for a second. Wild. Everything Entertainment is up. Also, if you need a podcast, Shelby and I have a new thought shower out. Because it was 9 years ago today, Chewy and I flew to D.C. to start the show. So you can hear that at ymsradio.com. Jingle Ball goes down Capital One Arena December 14th. The lineup is massive. Instead of doing Caller 99, this is what we're going to do. If you work at somebody's house, if you do like carpentry or you do interior design or anything, we get to go to somebody's house. Mm-hmm. What is the craziest thing you've seen in somebody's house while doing work there? Maybe you found like a skeleton collection. Maybe you found, I don't know, a secret passage. What is the wildest thing you've seen in somebody's house? Best story wins tickets to Jingle Ball. We can change your name and change your voice. If you want to protect like your work, that's no problem. 877-995-4681 to call. 99338 to text. What is the craziest thing you've seen in somebody's house? Getting you into our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One. So you want to go to our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One, December 14th, Capital One Arena. This is what we're going to do. What did you see in somebody else's house when you were doing work there? Maybe you do HVAC or you're doing some carpentry or whatever it may be, interior design. What did you see in somebody else's house? Best story gets tickets to our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. 877-995-4681 to call, 99338 to text. Dan and Bowie, you work in HVAC. What did you see?
This couple called me in. I just purchased a new home, and they had some issues with their ventilation system, and they just wanted me to come in and check it out. And one of the back rooms was clearly, and let's just say, like an adult playground, if you will,
like a slide and like a ball pit.
No. We're talking about the X-rated version. I swear in my life I've never seen anything like this.
Was this room like they it wasn't the previous owners, it was clearly they had set this up.
They had set this up.
Jesse, another day at the office. Dan, I'm gonna put you on hold, you're in the running. Thank you so much for calling, man.
You're welcome.
All right, here we go. So what did you see when you were working in somebody else's house? 877-995-4681 is the number to call. 99338 to text. The best story gets tickets to our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. It's your morning show. Yes, tickets are on sale right now. Our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One. December 14th, Capital One Arena, YMSRadio.com for the info. But you want to win right now. What is the oddest thing you found in somebody's house? 877-995-4681 to call. 99338 to text. We can change your name and use voice changer if needed. The best one will win tickets. So we're going to come out of the gates hot right now. Jordan, good morning, sir.
How's it going?
Good, man. So you were doing side jobs at a lady's house, and you found what?
So there was three beautiful, beautiful urns like on this woman's desk.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And she started telling us stories, and she's like, "Yeah, my three cats are in there."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "Okay." So then we went upstairs and had to move these two boxes, and she's like, "Careful, there's more ashes in there." And I'm like, "Oh God, what are these ashes from?" And she goes, "My two old husbands."
What?
Yeah. Is that weird juju to walk into that? Like,
I don't know. That's crazy though.
And also, I don't think that they want to be next to each other. Do you know what I mean?
No, probably not.
No.
I feel like they'd be fighting, like in heaven.
That's,
I don't like it.
No.
The cats are visible and the husbands are in the attic area?
I get that though. I'm going to be honest. If it came to showing ashes of a pet versus Max's, you know what I mean?
I guess it's easier to digest when you walk into the house.
Jordan, I'm going to put you on hold, sir. You are in the running. Hold on 1 second. Let me go to Laurel. We go. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my. So, Sarah, do you want to say what line of work you do or rather not?
Yeah, I work in home health. So I survey people's homes for safety concerns.
Okay.
And give them suggestions.
Yep. And you found what?
I found a room of taxidermied rats.
No, ma'am. Okay, I can't with taxidermy in general and then rats.
So, Sarah, you walked in and it's just like, there they are?
Just the shrine of them, just, you know, the whole entire room, all the walls covered in them. I asked them about it. I was like, you know, what is this? And they just told me that anytime they catch a rat in their home or anytime they come across one, they always taxiderm it and just keep it up for appreciation or something.
Sure.
To show the other rats to warn them.
What's coming? 100%. Okay. Sarah, I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you so much for calling. You are in the running. Hold on 1 second. There's a lot of these. Wait, Crystal, good morning. Hello, Crystal, you there? Crystal?
Oh, no.
Crystal fixes pinball machines. Are you there, Crystal, or no?
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So, so Crystal, you fix pinball machines for a living?
Yes, I fix pinball machines.
Which is dope. Okay.
So one time me and my dad went into a house to fix machines. The guy left. There's this giant, like, you know, the bank safe door?
Yeah.
In the back corner to a room we don't know where it leads to. And we just suddenly hear, like, laughing kind of noises behind it, or, like, crying laughing. And so we eventually get the guy, and we're like, we think something's back there. And apparently he set it up to be a whole haunted room to scare people who are in there.
Oh, God.
Wait, okay.
He like, a haunted house room. What was in the room? Did you go inside?
There's just a little window he let us open. And you could see, like, a scary doll facing.
Oh my gosh.
I can't with the dolls. No.
Yeah. Just another day fixing pinball machines. Crystal,
oh my God.
You on the running. Hold on for 1 second, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
One sec. That would give me a heart attack.
Hell
what
yeah.
did you find mm-hmm. when doing work in somebody's house? 877-995-4681. Got more calls next. The best part about this is we still got John's little secrets in like 20 minutes any morning show. Right now, though, what did you find when you're doing work in somebody's house? 877-995-4681. Best one wins tickets to our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. To Parkville we go. Don, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Don?
I'm doing amazing, thank you. So you found bones?
Yes.
What kind of bones?
They were body parts.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently my boss, when we were remodeling her
house, it was a dinner. Oh, no, Don.
What happened?
Don, I think we just lost. So we just lost Don, but Don, I guess, was they're labeled from the Smithsonian. So I guess he was a dentist. That was his side work. So that would be
interesting.
Okay. Let me say, FJ, good morning.
Good morning.
So, FJ, you work in hair?
I'm sorry, hair?
Yep, you're a barber?
Yeah.
Okay, so you went to somebody's house, and what'd you find?
So I actually used the bathroom, man. Literally, I walk into the bathroom, and all I see was a Ryan Reynolds, like, shrine.
Oh, God.
Like, not mad.
It was, like, the whole, like, 9 yards of, like, weird, demonic, like, Ryan Reynolds stuff. And then I went in there, used the bathroom real quick, come back out, and I didn't say anything while I was doing, like, this person's hair. And they go, did you like it? I was like, what?
Yeah, that'd be an odd thing to say, like, hey, by the way, but when you're in there, you're see like Ryan Reynolds, like voodoo yeah. dolls and stuff, but just know I'm a fan.
Yeah, like I'm a fan, but like not to that point.
No, 100%. Yeah. FJ, hold on 1 second. You're in the running real quick. Oh, wait. Oh,
this is
my.
Wonderful, honestly.
So, okay, let me go to fake name Jessica. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, John.
How are you doing today?
I'm great.
Okay, so you work as a home nurse?
Yes.
Okay.
And my patient's wife, she's an artist. Wonderful work. Their house is pretty much her studio. You come up the grand stairwell, and in all its glory is the Pietà of Mother Mary holding Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But they're dead squirrels instead.
So there's a dead squirrel, Virgin Mary holding a baby Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yes, sir.
No, squirrels are just rats with a cuter outfit. Like,
Did they?
I know. I thought of Sarah's, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Did they say anything like, oh, by the way, we took the squirrel and made it into the Virgin Mary?
Oh, yeah. She's really excited. And it gets better. She has an equivalent of her as Medusa. Except instead of the snakes, they're worms. And instead of her head, they're in her nether region.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, you cannot make that up.
No, fake name Jessica. Thank you for being a nurse. The Medusa thing might have put you over the edge, fake name Jessica.
It's fantastic. Y'all should see it.
Okay. Fake name Jessica.
Please take a picture.
I'm going to crown you the winner, fake name Jessica. So I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your info. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, 1 second, okay?
Okay.
1 second. Although I think I want to get to this quicker. This is a quick runner up. Lauren Oakton, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Yours is just so good, though. We're going to give you my man shirt and coffee. You work in what kind of industry?
Well, I'm a teacher, but
okay.
I wasn't actually doing work. I was going to, I guess, work out or put in the work. I was hooking up with this guy.
Nice.
Not mad at it at all.
Okay. And what'd you find?
Yeah. The Chuck E. Cheese band, like the whole band in his garage.
Like an animatronic?
Yeah, like the things that are on the stage, those big animals.
Wait, that big? Like not like a figurine?
No, like the whole band.
Oh, I'm out. I'm out. Bye-bye.
Did it work? Sunny. Did he plug it in? Did they play?
No, ma'am.
Mm-mm. Yes. And it turned me on so much.
Okay. Now you're being... I don't believe you. But that's the last part.
Yeah, please tell me that was a good joke.
No, that's not true. But I was a little... I was like, what? That was awesome. But
did he say why he had it or where he acquired the band from?
He just thought it was awesome. He had so much money that he just... bought whatever he wanted.
Sure.
Those are super expensive.
Get the Chuck E. Cheese band. Absolutely.
I mean, they're vintage now, but... Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just entertainment on a Friday night. Fake name, or Laura, thank you for being a teacher. I'm going to put you in hold. We'll get you the coffee and my man shirt, okay?
All right, awesome. Thank you.
One sec. I knew it. She's like, it really got me going. I'm like, either she is hilarious or she's got some...
I mean, she's awesome,
listen,
but...
we don't judge here. That's, okay. We still got this coming next. John's Little Secrets. If you have a secret, you have a confession, 99338. We got a woman who wants to go hers. She's hooked up with her boyfriend's favorite celebrity. We'll get to that. Little Secrets next in your morning show. Get that money. Riley's got the three things you need to know. Next, Squid Game is being called dangerous to watch. Then John's Little Secrets. You got a confession. You got a secret. 877-995-4681. We got some breaking news real quick that this CNN's reporting, and we'll touch more as it comes out. But it looks like it was just 5 minutes ago that Colin Powell passed away from complications from COVID. So Colin Powell, first black U.S. Secretary of State. He was 84 years old. The family released on Facebook. We'll get more as it comes. It looks like it's kind of breaking right now. But sending certainly a military hero, sending thoughts to his family.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
I know Riley get all the details as it comes out, but we just wanted to get that to you first. As we get the other three things you need to know, Riley, what you got for us?
Officials say at least 17 missionaries have been kidnapped in Haiti. Among the group are 16 Americans, one Canadian, and five children. So the Ohio-based missionaries were reportedly taken while heading north of Port-au-Prince after building an orphanage. The U.S. State Department says they're aware of the situation and working with Haitian authorities to make contact with the gang that is holding them. It is said that the captors may demand as much as $1 million per victim to get them released. And this is one of those stories that you're like, man, common sense is not so common. So Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes' family attended the Kansas City 31-13 victory over Washington at FedEx Field on Sunday. So their location was on the sideline on top of a painting of the late Washington star Sean Taylor's new retired number 21. So his number was retired after he was killed by a home intruder back in 2007. They decided to retire it just recently. So this is very fresh. Well, his younger brother is known for his TikTok dances, and he decided to make a TikTok dance while standing on the sideline directly over the 21. So needless to say, a lot of people roasted him on social media. He did apologize for, quote, accidentally being on the number, and he said that he and other family members were told to stand there. He didn't really give reason as to why he did the TikTok dance, because he does this all the time.
Every game.
But not over that number. So we'll keep you updated on more on that as it comes out. And the English Council is not a fan of Netflix Squid Game. So they emailed parents urging them to be vigilant after hearing reports that children and young people were copying the games and using violence from the show. So there were also reports that some children had been using physical violence on the playground while punishing losers of the game. They're strongly advising that children do not watch it. I would tend to agree. Coming up next hour in Three Things, there's always that one incredibly inappropriate Halloween costume. I'll give you this year's coming up.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
You want to check, it was my weekend for Only YMS, and a couple of things of note, these exclusive photos from my weekend. The first was at the Capitals game, which was awesome. Huge thanks to the Caps. Got to meet Biscuit, who is the new service dog the Capitals are training. The cool thing the NHL does is each team has a dog, and at the end of the season, the dog goes on to a veteran in need, which is very cool. Mm-hmm. Biscuit is an adorable chocolate lab. He is like the goodest boy ever. Can't be much more than maybe a couple months old. He is just fantastic. fantastic. And then I took some dope pics, shout out to my photographer Hoodie, and I sent the photos to our friend Shelby, like, hey, which one would be the best to post on Instagram? And instead of telling me, you know, one or two, she photoshopped herself into one of the photos. So that's on there as well. And then the photo 9 years ago, Chewy and I packing up the moving truck to move from Des Moines to D.C., which was 9 years ago today. You can see all that only YMS.com. John's Little Secret next in the show. If you have a secret or a confession, something you've been keeping and just want to get off your chest, 877-995-4681 to call, or you can text 99338. Got a voice change ready to go. We can change your name as well. Got this woman on hold who has claimed she's hooked up with her boyfriend's like favorite celebrity of all time. We'll talk to her next.
What we do?
Morning
John's
show.
Little Secret on your morning show. If you have a secret, you have a confession, 877-995-4681 to call, or you text 99338. Call you back from a Maryland number. Change your name, change your voice, fake name Maggie. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So your confession for John's Little Secret is what?
Okay, so first off, I gotta say, I love my boyfriend.
Of course.
I love him so much.
Yes.
But when I was in college, I actually, I hooked up with his favorite comedian.
You guys weren't dating, though, at the time?
We had just started dating.
Oh, but were you official or no?
Not really. It was kind of in that gray area time.
Okay. How'd you meet the comedian?
Well, like, he just, like, before the comedian, you know, before he got really big, he, did a show at my college. And then, you know, afterwards, like, you know, I was kind of like, he came to a party, basically.
Okay.
And one thing led to another.
Sure. And boyfriend has no idea this has happened?
No, my boyfriend does not know, and also, like I said, this is like his all-time ultimate favorite comedian.
Is this a comedian that we all would know?
I mean, you know, probably. He's got, like, you know, he's on Netflix.
Oh, like he has like a special.
Yeah.
Oh my, so when you and your boyfriend, have you guys ever watched this person together?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And is it just like, you just like, I mean, you just don't say anything?
Yeah, I just, it's just my little secret. I don't say anything because.
No judgment here.
I don't know.
Listen, thank you for calling. Have a fantastic day.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, this is so good. Fake name Jack. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You are in voice change. If you need to be put in witness protection, we can do that as well. You are, I believe, playing with dangerous waters. But your confession for John's Little Secret involves your girlfriend, right?
Yep.
Okay, what is it?
Yeah, so we've been living together for about a year, and she has this really expensive moisturizer. She's told me not to use it, but I use it all the time.
So, that right there is so funny. Did you just use it once on accident and then go, okay, this is actually pretty good, or how did we get to this point?
Well, I had a dry spot on my nose, and I started using it, and it was amazing. It was like a miracle worker, and I'm like, screw this, I'm just going to use it. But she specifically said, like, don't use this, it's expensive. But I'm like, well, you use my razor, so I can use your stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's a valid point. May I ask a question? We're in the circle of trust. Have you used the moisturizer for places other than your face?
I mean, you're changing my voice. I will say yes. I've used it a lot of places.
So in that way, I gotta say it benefits everybody. On a scale of 1 to sleeping on the couch, how mad do you think she would be if she found out you're using this stuff?
Well, I'd be sleeping on the front porch.
And by the way, too, so how do you, like, hide how much you've used? Like, how does she not realize that it's getting empty? Do you just refill it with generic?
No, if you take it, you kind of hit it on the counter, it settles again.
Oh.
So I think she always kind of makes sure she does that. So I just do that too. So it always.
Smart man.
I mean, she just thinks she uses a lot, I guess.
Listen, fake name Jack, I need you to keep in touch with me over the course of the next couple of weeks so I can make sure your safety is taken care of, okay?
Thanks, brother.
Have a great day, man. Thank you for listening.
You too.
What is your confession? What is your secret? 877-995-4681 to call. 99338 to text. We change your name, change your voice. John's Little Secret on your morning show.
Like a lot of folks, I think being vulnerable, not really my favorite cup of tea. But this over the weekend, Hoodie took a fire-ass pic of your boy at the Caps game. And I posted it on Instagram. And I read the caption was meant to be kind of in jest, but there was a lot of truth to it. And it was just me. I said, this could be us, but I have commitment issues, constantly miss signs of being flirted with, and get social anxiety going out. My therapist says I need to be social more, so here I am. Got a lot of people reached out, like, who also have, like, social anxiety and a lot of positive comments, which was really, really cool. So, like, my social anxiety is weird, and I've been going to therapy for a couple months. So I think what it stems from is I went from an all-boys school. So graduated high school at 17, then went to college at the school my parents taught at and started radio. So I've always kind of felt like in a fishbowl, I think, is like my formative years. So like my social anxiety is like, if you see me out in public, like, please, by all means, say hi. Because the anxiety more so is like, I wouldn't want somebody to not say hi and then see me act the way that seems unflattering.
Isn't that the worst when people are like, oh, I saw you, but I didn't want to say hi to you. Yeah. You're like, no, please say hello.
Yeah. So that's like, a lot of times I'm out, I wear a hat, and it's just because I don't want somebody to like have a negative interaction or be leave disappointed. So the feedback was like really cool. Like everybody is like, and people go through the same thing too. So if you have anxiety, I know it doesn't seem like I have it. I've kind of alluded to in the past, like if it's a station event or I know like, oh, people here know like the show, it's like, it's different, but it's more so the not knowing, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I get like, I don't want to disappoint anybody. And it's a weird thing too. Like I talked to this from a therapist, like reality is like, you know, I've been here 9 years. Tomorrow is my first day on the show. Like there's a lot that's happened in 9 years. It'd be very odd if you live in this area and never at least heard of the Kane Show, or at least like had some idea of like the show or like me. So it could be a lot worse. I'm not trying to make, there's people who have far worse problems than me, but this, like, that's where my social anxiety comes from. Cause we've met celebrities before, and not that I'm a celebrity, where it's like, they were pains in the ass, and it's like, they probably just had a bad day.
Yeah.
And
it's,
like,
it's not, they're human too.
Right.
And I mean, there's been celebrities that I've met 10 years ago that were jerks, and then you meet them now and you're like, oh wow, they're actually pretty cool.
So if you see me in public, just know that I probably don't want to be there, but please say hi, because it'll make things a little bit better. But I got the posts on the Instagram at Intern John Radio. But thanks to everybody who reached out. It was awesome. Everything celebs, music, TV. Rose has the entertainment report coming next. What you got for us?
Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker officially engaged.
Hang on. Less than 2 months away, our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One. Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, Jonas Brothers, and more. You can buy your tickets at ymsradio.com. All the info is right there. Got more tickets for you for free tomorrow, 7:35 on the show. I want to shout out Lindsay Tex at 99338. Says, thank you, John, for getting me a Ted Lasso. Best show ever. I like to think your coaching style resembles Ted's. I think so. I mean, also, he's got better shoes, though. If you look at the shoes in Ted Lasso, Jason Sudeikis, I guess he's a big Jordans guy, and his shows every episode, my man's got fresh kicks on. 99338 number of texts whenever. Right now, everything's celebs, music, TV.
Yeah.
Rose has the entertainment report. What you got for us?
So there have been some rumors for a while that Adele was thinking of headlining a Las Vegas residency, you know, with the release of her upcoming album, which would be huge. But it might not be like a full-blown residency. New reports are saying that it's just going to be one show, like a one-off. Still would be huge. As far as like touring goes, she said she doesn't have any solid plans because of COVID. They have a few options in the pipeline, but they're working out what's most doable as of right now, so I'll keep you updated on that. Her new single Easy On Me came out on Friday. It broke streaming records, and apparently it wasn't her only choice to release as the first single. Like, she said she had 3 songs that she was considering as the first single, but I guess that one sounded like the most Adele for like song. So I'm very interested to see what else she has up her sleeve. So Vanessa Bryant has filed a lawsuit against Los Angeles County for illegally releasing photos of Kobe Bryant's crash site. Now the county, this does not make any sense to me, wants her and other plaintiffs involved to undergo a psychiatric exam. Since they're claiming emotional distress, the county wants them to prove it with an exam.
Yeah.
I don't think they need to prove that. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a traumatic experience, obviously. So the plaintiffs are pushing back. A judge hasn't ruled on the court order, and the trial is set for February. I'll keep you updated on that. And congratulations to Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. They are engaged. They started dating earlier this year. They've been all over each other. We knew this was coming. There was a lot of rumors that they were already engaged, but Travis proposed on the beach, surrounded by flowers and candles. They had just got back from New York, where he performed on SNL with Young Thug. Now, sources say that Kourtney had no idea he was planning to propose. The ring is massive. Kim actually posted a video of it, and it's, I mean, gorgeous. Massive. And apparently, things almost didn't go according to plan, because on the way home from New York, Kourtney and Travis, they got a lot of press for what happened on that flight. Apparently, Travis's phone, like, fell in between the seats on their flight, and Kourtney was frantically searching for the phone. She asked the flight attendant for 5 more minutes just to find the phone. One insider says that she caused a bit of a stink and held up the plane for hours. But others are saying, like, it only took a few minutes to take the seat apart and find the phone and then put it back together and then on their way. So I don't know exactly what report is, but, like, I'm sure you saw it all over 100%. Everything. Kourtney stops a plane. More dramatic than when John stopped the plane.
And that was Chewy. And, yes.
Chewy, yes. You, same thing. If you're looking for something to watch, Dancing with the Stars is on ABC. The Voice on NBC. Below Deck Mediterranean is on Bravo. You get Monday Night Football tonight. If you're looking for something to stream, Squid Game was finally dethroned on Netflix by You. Season 3 came out on Friday, and that was huge. Made is trending, The Forgotten Battle is trending, and then Dope Stick, I think, is what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, really
so
good.
So good. It's on Hulu, right?
Yes, it's based in Virginia, which is really, really, really good. Thank you, Rose.
You're welcome.
Everything you need to watch, YMSradio.com for the podcast. Shelby and I have a thought shower out talking about how 9 years ago today, Chewy and I landed at Dulles to move to D.C. permanently. So you can check it. YMSradio.com. We'll do Ask Riley next on your morning show. Dr. Oz will be on the show tomorrow around like 7:15. You got a question for Oz, you can text 99338. I want to ask him, and this is going to be a strange parallel, but You, the new show, the show dropped on Friday. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of jokes and like references to intermittent fasting, and we know we talked to him about before about that, but I'll ask Oz about that again. It's also to say that pumpkin makes you look younger, too. So if you have a question for Oz, 99338. Right now, though, ask Riley on the show. Riley has, she's an open book, lived her life out of order, but has somehow figured it out. You ask the question. Doesn't matter what it is. I don't think anything's been off limits so far.
Nope.
And the one, the only, Eric reads it for you. Hello, Eric.
Hola!
Did you have fun this weekend?
Good morning.
Thank you very much. It was a wonderful
Eric,
time.
Thank you, Eric.
It's great to hang out with the hoods, who's always fun.
And America's weatherman, Doug Kammerer.
Yeah, Dancing Doug. Mm-hmm. We texted him and we hung out.
No big deal.
It is. People like me.
Who could have forecasted that?
Did you just say people like me?
That was a weather pun.
I know, but I could have done
that. Okay, anyway.
Ask
Riley. What you got?
Riley, I know you're pretty open about anything, but this may be testing you a bit.
Oh.
Feel free not to answer, but I'm curious. In all the frogs you had to kiss to get to Marshall, was there ever a one that got away? I'm engaged, and before I met my fiance, there was always an ex from like 5 years ago that I never got over. I don't really think of him often, but from time to time I do. Is this a bad sign?
Ouch. Oh, God. Okay.
Yikes.
Woo. All right. Well, full disclosure, keeping it real around here. Yes, there was a one that got away for a really, really, really long time. And truth be told, when I first met Marshall, that was kind of like my test, whether or not Marshall was the one. Because for some reason, this person was like, oh my God, why am I getting like emotional about this? For some reason, this person was like my one that always got away. And I thought I would never, ever find someone as amazing as that person. Don't throw up on me, until I met Marshall.
Yeah.
It was like my sign, because when I first met Marshall, I went and stalked his profile, the one that got away. And I was like, meh. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Is the one that got away the one you were engaged to twice, or is it a different
Hell
dude?
No.
Okay. Who is
this? Was a guy that I dated when I first went to Michigan, whatever many years ago. We dated for like a year, and I left him for my radio career. I moved away. Mm. He wasn't ready to move with me. We weren't in the greatest of place when we separated like states because I got fired and we were both like just in a bad spot. And I had always thought, well, what if I hadn't gotten fired? What if I had stayed? What if I'd given up radio for him? What if? And then I met Marshall and all the what ifs came together. All the what ifs were like, this is why. Mm-hmm. This is why everything happened. This is why I'm here. So I don't think that that's a bad sign that you're still kind of like questioning what was there. I mean, we're humans, right? But if you look at your fiance and you're still thinking about this person, because I understand always questioning what could have been. But if you meet your possibility and you say yes to said possibility and then you're still thinking of the what could have been,
It's like everybody has one that got away until they find the one.
Exactly.
Right? Like, so that's a little bit, to your point, it's a little bit of a flag that you're engaged now. Because I'm assuming with Marshall, you forgot about the one that got away when you were dating, not when you're engaged. Oh, my God. You're engaged. Like, that shouldn't be...
Well, we got engaged in 5 minutes. But
there's that.
Literally, like, I met Marshall and a lot of other things just dissipated. Like, I can't pretend like every single thing was Skittles and rainbows. And the second I met him, my entire past went away. Mm-hmm. But when I said, yes, I'm going to spend my forever with you, there was 150% no doubt in my mind that he was my person. I.e. having been engaged before to the wrong person. And when I got engaged to that wrong person, that one that got away was in my mind.
Mm.
Is that not?
Oh, so that's how you knew.
But I mean, okay, but do you think that that one that got away is kind of like the model for the one that you want now?
No.
No?
They're completely different people. I am a completely different person. That's what's different. I was always stuck in this like fairy tale of what could have been. And I think I put that person on a pedestal higher than what he deserved. Not saying he wasn't a great person. Right. It's just our relationship wasn't this thing that I had built it up to be. I think it was because we left on such crappy circumstances out of our control that I always thought there could be something more. We could have, if we just ever met one day, and like every time I would go to an airport in the city that I knew he was in, I would think, what if we met?
Really?
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank God.
Until.
Wow.
That's like
the fit marshmallow.
There's that meme that's like, for dudes, always text a girl at 11:11. That way she thinks it's a sign.
Oh,
like
God.
Kind of, yeah, that's high level. But
I mean, right. Like I said,
don't do that.
I don't think it's wrong that you had that got away. I think that if you're going to say I do, you got to really check those emotions if that one that got 100%. Away is still there.
If you haven't asked Riley, DMs are always open at Riley Couture. It's your morning show. If you are on Tinder and you're looking for a wedding date, or if you're looking for a wedding date and you're not on Tinder, hang on. We got to get to this next. After you win $1,000, use that money to buy yourself some Jingle Ball tickets. Or iHeartRadio Jingle Ball, December 14th, Capital One Arena. The show's going to be massive. They actually have a star, like a Walk of Fame outside Capital One. They have one for Jingle Ball, which is
dope. So cool.
Yeah, Doja Cat going to be there. Megan Thee Stallion, Bozzy, and more. All the info on tickets, ymsradio.com. Riley's got the three things you need to know. Next, your most trending song right now is Doja Cat. I want to say thanks to Kelly for texting 99338. She says, John, you're my dream last night. We were at a house party doing a poker tournament, sitting at a table, decided to play blackjack. We had to get to 3,000 instead of 21. LOL, you beat me. A game of 3,000, but we'd be there for hours.
That's a long time.
So, while I'm glad I won, and maybe we'll do a rematch tonight. We'll try a little Ted Lasso action, try to meet each other in the dreams right there.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
You know, you got a lot going on in your life. We try to give you three things you need to know for your Monday. Riley, what you got?
Very sad breaking news this morning. Colin Powell, the first Black U.S. Secretary of State whose leadership in several Republican administrations help shape American foreign policy, passed away at 84. His family reported on their Facebook that he died from complications from COVID-19. They said, quote, "We lost a remarkably loving and father, husband, and grandfather, and a great American." Powell had an incredible career. He was a trailblazing professional soldier. He ended up working with Ronald Reagan's presidency. He was an incredible man, and our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Metro is pulling 60% of train cars from service after a defect was found after the recent derailment. All Metro lines starting this morning at 5 a.m. are just going to run every 30 minutes. And they're also pulling off 7,000 series rail cars as they investigate what happened with all of the derailments. And every single year, there's that one incredibly inappropriate Halloween costume, and this is this year's. Mm-hmm. There's now Brian Laundrie costumes popping up all over for Halloween. Mm-hmm. One person posted the costume of him in a flower garden, pushing the theory that he's hiding in a flower garden somewhere. Oh, he's been missing since September. Another pic is of him wearing a laundry bin with a tag on that says, "My name is Brian." Not funny.
No.
I'm Riley. Those are the three things you need to know.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
I have the task of our only YMS this weekend. So it's the exclusive photos of my weekend. It was at the Caps game with Eric and Hoodie. Got to meet Biscuit, who was the true star of the game. Biscuit's the new new dog for the Caps. He's training to be a service dog for veterans, which is really, awesome. Really cool. Biscuit is like, he is a puppy. So he is just very excited about everything. He's a brown lab. He's got the blue eyes. He's adorable. And then this photo yesterday was open house at Georgetown Prep. So I met the potential class of 2026 and 2027.
Oh, that hurts.
Which is wild to think that those are real years. We're not talking about like the Great Depression. We're talking about like that coming class. And then photos of Chewy and I when we first moved out here 9 years ago. So you can see all of that. Go to onlyyms.com. The pics are up right there. I'm excited to get to this. There's, I guess they're saying this is going to be the biggest, like this next 12 months will be the biggest wedding season in history because people have been canceling weddings and trying to move because of COVID.
Yeah, totally.
This dating app has a new feature that's going to help you find dates for a wedding. It's your morning show. First, the weekend's on. I think this is kind of a cool idea. Hoodie sent me this story to your morning show. We appreciate you listening. Tinder announced last week they're launching a new plus one feature, which will allow users to indicate if they're looking for a wedding date or willing to be somebody else's date. So,
specifically, why your ass did not get a plus one to my wedding?
Why? Let's assume the wedding party is on board with it, because I think that way it's like not a negative thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool idea, especially if you don't know anybody who's single.
No, I mean, that's a cool idea for the person that needs a date or wants a date for a wedding, because although I do agree, nobody wants to go to a wedding by themselves. Not that you were by yourself, because you had Eric and you had Sauce and you had Hoodie, so it wasn't that. I don't know, I feel like for brides and grooms, this could be problematic. For the datees, that's fine.
Well, I guess it's part of the new Explore Hub, which I gotta mess around with that because I haven't really done it, but it lets users participate in different social experiences to meet potential matches based on every mood and activity.
But is a wedding date a great idea for a first date off of Tinder?
I think it's better if there's no singles at a wedding and you're just there, then it is awkward.
I don't know. I just feel like, what if one of you catches like the bouquet or the boutonniere or the... What's the thingy? The garter? Like, I don't know. That just could be weird.
I think, but your wedding was different, Riley. If I didn't have, like, friends there, I would have felt awkward if it was just, like, me. I would
Well, that's the thing, too. We took that into consideration for anybody that didn't have a plus one, because it was just, like, I'm not going to just leave you sitting there by yourself.
I appreciate that. That's why we have open bar. Tinder said, after a year and a half of postponed ceremonies and celebrations, one of the busiest wedding seasons in history is upon us, which sure is true. The impending uptick seems have already been felt by unattached invitees, with mentions of a plus one Tinder bios increasing by 45% since the beginning of the year.
I mean, I guess with this, you're at least guaranteed some booze, some semi-good food and dessert.
And it's like it could be a fun like icebreaker too. I've never I've never taken a date or been a date to a wedding because
given the wrong idea.
Yeah. And because like if I didn't like the person I was getting married, I'm like, I don't want to waste a Saturday. It's a fair thing. Here's the thing that's kind of cool though. So obviously weddings are expensive for everybody, but Tinder is partnering up with Wedding Wire to give out grants of $460, which Wedding Wire says the average amount guests spend to attend a wedding, to the first 100 people to sign up for plus one. So that's kind of cool to do that.
I'm actually not mad at that.
That's fine.
Did you spend that money to come to my wedding? I hope not.
The hotel alone was, and by the way.
But you live in state, so don't act like I made everybody do that.
But that hotel had had black mold in my room. I emailed the manager, and they said they're going to work on it for the future. I was like, yeah, but what about for me, though?
For me.
And he didn't respond. Actually, I'm going to find him now.
For the few, for everybody that knows, I didn't pick that hotel for anybody.
No, I know. It just happened to be there. So if you're interested in Tinder's Plus One, we'll get the info at ymsradio.com. Everything in the world of celebs, music, TV, and more. Rose has the entertainment report coming up. What you got for us?
Camila Cabello debuted a brand new song. I got to tell you about it.
Hang on.
Over the weekend, I was at the Caps game with Eric and Hoodie, and at the Capital One Arena, they have a star outside on the ground for Jingle Ball, which was very cool to see that. Tickets are on sale right now. Jonas Brothers, Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat, AJR, Sweetie, and more. December 14th, Capital One Arena. The show is going to sell out. Get your tickets for they gone for good. YMSradio.com. All the info is right there. As we give you the entertainment report, Rose, what you got for us?
So, Katie Sagal is on the mend after getting hit by a car in Los Angeles. Sources say that she's going to be fine. She's being treated at a local hospital, but the case is still under investigation. From what I've read, doesn't seem like drugs or alcohol were involved with the driver, but I will keep you updated on that. So, Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green honestly totally forgot that they were still kind of like going through a divorce. They have finally reached a divorce settlement, though. They did not have a prenup, so that's something to note. And California law requires them to split their marital assets, so there's that. They will share legal and physical custody of their three sons. No word on if any support was ordered, but I mean, like, both of them have moved on already.
Yeah.
We know Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are a thing. He's dating Sharna Burgess, so it seems like both of them are happy. As part of Hispanic Heritage Month, Camila Cabello took part in NPR's Tiny Desk concert, which is so cool. She performs five songs. One of the songs was brand new. It's called La Buena Vida. It's really good. I'm going to put up for you, YMSradio.com. And in case you missed the news this morning, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are engaged officially. I know there'd been a lot of rumors like in the past, but it's IG official, y'all. And all the details on that, YMSradio.com for you as well. If you're looking for something to watch, Dancing with the Stars is on ABC, The Voice on NBC, Below Deck Mediterranean on Bravo. Of course, you got Monday Night Football. Squid Game was finally dethroned on Netflix.
Damn.
You season 3 came out on Friday. Sense. And it is number 1. Yeah, so it makes sense. Squid Game's number 2, so it didn't fall very far. Maid is also trending, and The Forgotten Battle, which looks really good.
Thanks, Rose.
You're welcome.
If you need a podcast to listen to, Shelby and I have a thought shower out. Reflecting on my 9 years out here, because it was 9 years ago, Chewy and I took the flight to D.C. So you can check them. YMSradio.com. Morons on the way. Next, first, Lil Nas X is on. All right, here we go. Biggest moron the last 72 hours. Call Morons on your morning show. Riley, your story.
You know, as a former Hooters girl, I love me some Hooters. Their wings are great. Their buffalo shrimp is amazing. But their uniform choices, not so much. So some Hooters locations have issued new uniforms to their employees, and several servers have taken to TikTok to complain about the new shorts are just basically underwear, which they've always been shorty shorts. But they went from like a booty short to basically a full-on thong. Employees don't have a choice. Their policy reportedly said that those who feel uncomfortable about the new shorts were welcome to put their letters of resignation. Like, fun factoid about Hooters is they've never been laxed about their policies. Like, you were required to wear makeup and a good amount of makeup when I worked there, so.
All right. Rose, you got for yours?
So, a 57-year-old Minnesota man came up with a unique side hustle, operating a private airport in the field behind his house, which... pretty much a no-no. He has been charged with 5 misdemeanor counts of violating Afton, Minnesota City restrictions for airstrips, takeoffs, and landings.
Oh, so, man. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. That's one of those things I would never think about doing in the field behind my house. But hey, you know what?
Also hard to hide. I think there's like all airplanes here. Mine from Atlanta. A guy named Candy Franklin went to a Waffle House in downtown. I'm not clear if he was drinking, but it was at 1 in the morning. So that's usually when drunk people come in. Anyway, he ordered food, including eggs with cheese, but they forgot them, so he complained. Then when they did finally bring out the eggs, they didn't have any cheese, so he complained again. He eventually did get the cheesy eggs he ordered, but while he was checking to make sure they were right, he saw people running out of the restaurant. He looked up and saw his waitress had a gun. He says the waitress pointed the gun directly at him, threatened to shoot, so he decided to call her bluff. He told her there's no way she'd shoot him over eggs. She then cocked the gun, and he realized she might actually do it, so he took off.
Oh, my gosh.
In the end, no shots are fired. No one got hurt. She's now facing charges for assault. It's Morons on your morning show. If you need a podcast, listen to today. Maybe you want to get Rose's or John's Little Secret. All you got to do is search your morning show on demand. It is all right there.
If I miss it on the show, I download the podcast.
Your morning show with John, Riley, and Rose.